listener production. Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your morning news briefing. A person has been left trapped in their vehicle following a crash in South Mackay. The crash happened outside Herat Park, where emergency services were called yesterday afternoon, where one of the cars was mounted on the curb with the individual trapped. A Queensland Fire and Ambulance spokesperson said that crews had to use heavy tools to remove the doors and get the person out of the car. Mackay Council have hired two new four-legged employees to help sniff out water leaks. Council produces around 13.5 litres of water a year and loses roughly 9% to leaks. Mayor Greg Williamson says using the dogs will help prioritise planned upgrades.
For us to detect a leak in a sewer, it's a very, very expensive exercise. We have to put cameras down in the sewers. It takes up a whole lot of people, takes up a whole lot of technological expense. If a dog can go up and 2 metres under the ground detect that there's a leak in the sewer pipe, that's magic.
New research shows nearly three quarters of Queenslanders don't believe their fellow road users are good drivers. That comes from Ford's Driving Skills for Life program. Director James Stewart says they've also found that over 70% of respondents believe passing their test equipped them with skills for life.
Driving a motor vehicle is probably one of those few things in life where we get our license and then we think we're going to be good for the rest of our lives. We never ever have another lesson. Where you look at tennis, golf, any sporting activity, you're constantly training, constantly learning.
To local sport now, and the Mackay Cutters are hitting the road to paradise tomorrow as they head to Airlie Beach for round 9 in the QRL. Taking on the Burley Bears, ARC boys could have quite the challenge as the Bears sit in second place on the ladder with 6 wins already secured. The action kicks off at Whitsundays Sports Park at 6 p.m. Whitsundays match will also feature food trucks, bouncy castles and face painting for family fun.